The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple area. He looked around at everything and, since it was already late, went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went over to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. It was not the time for figs. And he said to it in reply, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and on entering the temple area, he began to drive out those selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. He did not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple area. Then he taught them, saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples,' but you have made it a den of thieves?" The chief priests and the scribes came to hear of it and were seeking a way to put him to death. Yet they feared him because the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city. Early in the morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus said to them in reply, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions."
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's a bit of a long and perhaps a little tough gospel passage for you today. I'm going to take it in two parts. One is that it's kind of on the technical side. This passage is a bit of a sandwich, right? And we see there's a little story about the fig tree, and there's a story about the temple, and then there's another little story about the fig tree, right? That's a temple sandwich made up with fig tree bread, as it were. Okay, so what the two elements of the story reinforce each other. So we have to hold that all together. The story of the fig tree tells us something about the temple, and the temple about the fig tree. So that's for your interpretation. Now you can go back and interpret the gospel passage for yourself, okay? But here, what's important for us to see is that this condemnation of the fig tree, right? Because Jesus speaks a word of condemnation to the fig tree, right? This curse, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And then later on, they come back and see that it's withered to its roots. That word of condemnation is to be applied to the temple and the people's use of the temple. Okay? Now, we know, because we study the scriptures, that the temple is actually a good place, supposed to be a good place, the place where God dwells, the place where God and man come together, where heaven and earth overlap. So the people will go to the temple to encounter God. And then not just encounter God, but to be transformed by God, to be changed by God into godly people, and then go out into God's world to bring his presence out there as well. Why does the temple then deserve these words of condemnation that Christ gives? Because the people were using the temple for themselves and their own gain. When Jesus quotes here that they have made the temple a den of thieves, it's not simply, the word is not simply thieves. This is like revolutionaries. This is people who have taken something and are using it to drive their own agenda. That's what that word means. Not like thieves, just they're stealing, but they're using this, they're changing the very nature of the temple to make it do their work instead of God's work. Okay? Why is this important for us? It's important for us because when we come in here, we come into the very presence of God. That's why we genuflect before we go into the pew, right? Because Jesus is here. This is God's house because Jesus is here. And we gather as Jesus' body because he has called us out of the world for himself. He's called us into the church for himself so that we now actually don't come into the temple. We are the temple. We are the temple. And so how much more for us than even for the people of Jesus' day must we receive, enter, and receive the presence of God, but then also be the presence of God in the world? What these people were doing with what God was giving them was worthy of Jesus' condemnation. My friends, what about us? What are we doing with what Jesus is giving us? Today, Jesus gives us life and faith and love to the full and joy surpassing any human desire. What are we doing with that? Let's take what we receive today and bring it to birth in the world that God has created, the world that he wants to reach with his love, the world that he will reach not only by coming into us, but also working through us as we commit ourselves to God's work, as we commit ourselves to being vehicles and vessels of peace and love and joy to his world.